Here is the translation of the text into English. It appears to already be in English, so no translation is necessary. Tanker heads to UAE port via Strait of Hormuz to load oil, sources say. Hormuz shutdown could force Iraq, Kuwait to curb oil output within days. JP Morgan says U.S. assault on Iran ahead of schedule, says U.S. Middle East commander. At least 4 killed in Israeli strike on building in Lebanon's Baalbek. Oil rises over $1 as Iran crisis disrupts Middle East supply. Gold gains after 5% drop as Iran conflict worries support haven demand. A Kuwaiti F/A-18 fighter jet caused the accidental downing of 3 U.S. F-15s, WSJ reports. Investors, U.S. crude producers scramble to lock in oil price spike. Continental guides for broadly stable tire sales. Profitability in 2026. Blackstone's $4 billion New World talks stall over control. Bloomberg News reports Adidas expects operating profit to rise to 2.3 billion euros in 2026. Adidas proposes Nassef Sawiris as new chairman and extends CEO contract to 2030. New World shares slide on report of stalled Blackstone talks. Sumitomo Mitsui shares slide on report of exposure to failed UK lender, MFS, OpenAI looking at contract with NATO. Source says German union aims for breakthrough at Tesla Berlin plant. Wix.com meets Q4 revenue estimates, sees mid-teens growth in 2026. OpenAI considering new contract with NATO after Pentagon deal reports. Australian state plans to give employees legal right to work from home. India services sector sustained sharp growth in February. Japan services activity grows at fastest pace since May 2024. Irish services sector growth slows to 6-month low in February. Transportation sector leads historic broad-based growth across Asia. UAE non-oil sector growth hits 12-month high in February. Japan services activity growth accelerates to 22-month high in February. China factory activity contracts in Feb. Private gauge shows broad expansion. Mr. Lufthansa taps crisis playbook to tackle costs, union battles. Indonesia media report Fitch cuts country's rating outlook to negative. China targets ways to boost domestic demand for economic growth. Morning bid. Stocks dump more on oil shock fears. China says it seeks communications with U.S., but vows to hold its red lines. Bank of Japan chief vows to keep raising rates with eye on Middle East conflict. India's services growth moderated in February as cost pressures mount, PMI shows. Asia stock rout deepens as markets brace for energy shock. Korean stocks dive, one hits 17-year low on Iran conflict. Australia economy picks up speed in Q4, but headwinds intensifying. Bitcoin slips, hovers near 68K as traders shun risk assets amid Iran conflict. Threshold launches all-in-one Bitcoin liquidity app. BitGo expands crypto service to European Economic Area. Bybit launches Earn Carnival campaign with up to 12% APR opportunities and 2.5 million USDT prize pool. Paradex signals upcoming Dime token generation event. Bybit TradFi Stock Festival brings Wall Street to crypto traders, expanding stock CFDs in 2026. Bitcoin surges above 69K, bucking risk-off trend after U.S.-Iran escalation. Techament to launch tokenized gold and silver bullion in New Zealand. Strategy Inc. updates at the market program and Bitcoin holdings. Classover terminates $400 million equity facility, shifts focus to AI. Quilter launches 100 million share buyback program. Ariston FY 2025 slides, margins expand despite stock decline. Adidas extends CEO Golden's contract through 2030. BioVersys publishes BV100 Phase 1 data, advances Phase 3 trial. Crescent Energy prices $600 million convertible notes offering. Grand City Properties reports 2025 results, faces takeover offer. Arlo Board approves $50 million stock buyback program through 2027. AroundTown reports 2025 results, proposes dividend, launches GCP offer. AroundTown offers to acquire Grand City Properties shares.